Last Tuesday, April 29th, was the feast day of Catherine of Siena, a 14th century Italian mystic, author, and theologian, a doctor of the church, and a patron saint of Italy. She was also a prominent figure in Italian and papal politics. Born in Siena in 1347, the year the Black Plague struck, Catherine experienced her first vision of Christ when she was 5 years old. At age 7, she vowed to give her whole life to God. When she was 16, her parents naturally planned a marriage for her, but she expressed her opposition by A, refusing to eat, and B, cutting her hair short to mar her appearance. In medieval Europe, there were really only two options open to women, marriage or a nunnery, but she rejected both. She continued to live in her parents' home, although in almost total silence, fasting frequently. They finally agreed to allow her to remain unmarried. She joined a local group of pious women who met informally to study Dominican spirituality. They taught Catherine how to read. Her parents didn't see the necessity. At age 21, Catherine experienced what she described as a mystical marriage with Christ. He told her to leave her withdrawn life and become active in the world. She devoted herself to helping the poor, the sick, and the imprisoned in Siena. These early acts of charity attracted a group of followers, both women and men, with whom she began traveling through northern and central Italy, advocating reform of the clergy and urging lay people to repent and embrace a, quote, total love for God. At age 28, Catherine found herself drawn to intervene in the politics of her time. She began writing to kings and religious figures, her reputation for holiness allowing her to influence them. She carried on a long correspondence with Pope Gregory XI, asking him to reform the clergy and the administration of the papal state. Eventually, she was instrumental in getting him to return the Pope and the papacy from Avignon to Rome. In her letters, she addressed the Pope affectionately, simply as Babbo, that is, Dad in Italian, instead of the formal address of Your Holiness. He sent her on peace missions to the republics and principalities in Italy to try to reduce conflict between the various Italian city-states, who were often at war with one another. She even lived at the papal palace for a time. Nearly 400 of her letters have survived and earned her a prominent place in the history of early Italian literature. She wrote in the Tuscan dialect of northern Italy, already established by Dante as the literary language of Italian. Her major work was a set of spiritual treatises called The Dialogue of Divine Providence. This record of a series of conversations between God and her soul is, paradoxically, a highly systematic presentation of her ecstatic mystical visions, a rational exposition of her spiritual mystery. It was widely read across Europe. For many years, Catherine had observed a rigorous regimen of self-denial as a means of enhancing her union with God. By the age of 33, her fasting became so extreme that she was living solely on the daily Eucharist, unable to swallow anything else. She died in Rome that year from a stroke. Pope Urban VI celebrated her funeral and burial in the Basilica of Santa Maria Sopra Minerva in Rome, near the Pantheon. Her head, however, is buried in Siena. Catherine remains a greatly respected figure, both for her spiritual writings and for her political boldness in speaking truth to power. It's utterly extraordinary for a medieval woman to have such influence on politics and world history. Like all mystics, Catherine focused on God as love. I have three favorite quotations from her. One is her extraordinary metaphor comparing God's creatures to trees of love. Quote, "For you are all trees of love, and without love you cannot live, for you have been made by God for love. You are rewarded not according to time or work, but according to the measure of your love." Second, she said, "There is nothing we can desire or want that we do not find in God." And finally, her wise advice to all of us: be who you were meant to be, and you will set the world on fire.